Oh.
Hi, is James there?
Yes, this is James, and do know that you are being recorded, as all calls on this device are recorded.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you, James. I appreciate you letting me know that. My name is Mike. I'm the person that's been communicating with you through Facebook Messenger.
Okay. Hi, Mike. My cousin's name is Mike, so there we go.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, James, just so you know, I want to let you know I care about your issue because I'm on my day off and I'm seeing what you're writing, so I might have to tell you, hey, I got to go because I'm getting my car service right now. But, okay, so hopefully, you know, it's not your typical government. You know what I mean? I really care about your issue.
Okay, I appreciate that, Mike, and I'm going to stop you for the moment. I'm currently not sick. I'm currently without HIV care. It's been going on and on and on. The fact that I have now been without my medicine for about a month. The doctor that I had...
James, can I just... I just want to clarify that I heard it correctly. So do you have HIV, if you're willing to disclose that to me? Because you said you're not sick, or...
I'm going to tell you my profile is as public as possible. I'm an open book, so you don't have to worry about it. Yes, I'm HIV positive. I'm actually HIV systematic. I've been HIV since 1999.
Okay.
I lived in Oakland originally. When I lived in Oakland in 2005, there were no cyberbullying laws that were, and I was getting hate and harassment that was coming from the community. This is under the classification of being gang stalked. Have you heard of being gang stalked before?
No. Well, I would imagine, based off the terminology, everybody and their mother jumps on the bandwagon and starts harassing you, right?
Yeah, basically, my digital footprint that I have on, I have lived my entire life, I'm 54, my digital footprint encourages people that are in the community to coalesce and create a coalition that there's now a group collective, an organized group collective, that are targeting me. And each person's gang stalking story is different. Mine happens to be interrelated to HIV services.
Okay, and James, and I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just trying to, get myself educated here with you. James, how did you get HIV? Was it through, using drugs? Are you a member of the gay community? Can you share that with me?
Like I said, I'm an open book. I'm a complete open book. Everything that I have, my whole story, is online. So there is absolutely nothing that you can actually ask me that would offend me. And there's my medical records, my actual medical records from Denver are online. My actual bank statements are online, sir, to prove that I am telling the truth. I acquired HIV through gay sex in 1999, sir.
Okay, James, I hope you will respect what I'm going to tell you. We have a victim advocate that's a member of the community that I would like to put her in touch with you.
Okay.
Because she will understand. I'm just being real with you, James. She will respect. She will know the services that we need to get you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you I fit outside of the box, sir, and I'm going to tell you very clearly, Mike. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I was born and raised here in San Bernardino. My first job ever was working for the San Bernardino Public Library. And if you know the library, it's on 6th and E. The upstairs, second floor, is the Coast 10 Computer Center. I, when I was 18, actually developed the software that ran the lab. I programmed the software that ran the Coast 10 Computer Center when I was 18. I have ties here in San Bernardino, and that I own the internet domain, fuckedhuman.net, and that's pronounced in English, fuckedhuman.net, for a reason. And I want to tell you, I fit out of the box, so there, if I come back to you and say that's not going to work out or something, it's because of her attitude does not fit in with my legal holdings of intellectual property. My need to completely be honest, open, and free to completely document my history. And I will take every single person into the view that I do not just immediately expose them. But if they're acting a little odd, not presenting themselves with integrity, they go to where it goes because they can't be holding me, holding me in a suspension here. I have no HIV doctor because he violated the American Journal of Ethics.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second, James. Hold on. Hold on. I gotta go to the cashier right now. I'll call you. Give me a couple minutes. I'll call you back.
Call me back, whatever. We can carry on the conversation. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.